was, I didn't think about how I was going to tell the story if there weren't any kids. Right. So, yay, come on up. So let's talk about food. Tell me what your favorite food is to eat when you're at home. Some food that really makes you feel like you're at home. Ice cream. All right. Other favorite foods when you're home? Don't. Okay. Oh, I see a scowl. No favorite foods. Okay. Tell me about things that you don't eat. What are some things we don't eat? Well, there are two kinds. Thank you. There are two kinds of things we don't eat. There are foods that we just don't like, and there are things that are not food. So, pickled eggplant. So, that's in the category of maybe food, but you just don't care for it. Yeah. It's yucky. Yeah. I hear you. Yeah. Yeah, bear meat is rare. Yeah, humans don't eat a lot of raw meat sometimes, but rarely, yeah. Mushrooms, yeah, also in the category of, well, some are food and some are not food, right? But even those that are food, sometimes we just don't like them. Yeah, yeah. How about you guys? Peppers, okay. Well, what about, I mean, there are some other things that we just don't eat, like we don't eat gravel. Yeah, we don't eat Tonka trucks, you know, right, yeah. Well, okay, so I have two stories to tell you. I'm going to tell you a story about Peter in the Bible, but first I'm going to tell you a story about a man I knew from my hometown. He grew up in the town where I grew up, and when he left college, he joined the Peace Corps, which is an organization that lets people from this country go to other countries and teach the people there some things. And in exchange, the teachers get to learn some things about what it's like to live in those other countries. So he went to a place that was far away, very different from the town we grew up in. And he lived in a little hut that was made out, I should stop playing with those. A little hut that was made out of mud bricks, had a grass roof, and just a dirt floor, hard-packed dirt floor. And there were no windows, and the door just had a, you know, blanket hanging in it, which he mostly kept open because it was really hot. And one day, he was sitting on his bed, which was just a foam pad on that he brought with him from home, on the dirt floor. He was sitting on his bed writing a letter to his mom and dad, and he was really hungry, and he was trying to tell them about, you know, what he'd been teaching them. He'd been teaching people there to learn to read English, and in exchange they'd been teaching him, like, how to build things out of mud bricks. And he was really hungry, and so he was writing to his mom and dad about food. And he said that he was learning to like to eat sweet potatoes with spicy peppers, but really he was missing his dad's sweet potatoes with marshmallows. And the more he thought about sweet potatoes with marshmallows, the hungrier he got and the harder it was to think about anything else. And so he was just sitting there kind of quietly feeling like he was a million miles away from home, and he was sad and he was lonely and he was hungry, and he closed his eyes. And then something kind of tickled his ankle, and he looked, and out of the dirt floor there was just a little, like something was digging its way up out of the dirt floor, and he got down low to see, you know, what's going on here? What's going on here? What is going on here? And then suddenly the dirt just exploded up in his face, and this fountain of millions of ants came pouring up out of the ground. Running around, and oh, and he went out into the, you know, out. squawking like a chicken. And he couldn't really make himself understood about, you know, what was going on. And finally, you know, people came running to see what's going on. And he finally managed to explain. Ants, ants, ants! You know, ants are okay, but this was a lot of ants. And they were coming up out of his floor. They were coming up right next to his bed. And he was completely freaked out. And so nobody was as horrified as he was. And nobody laughed at him for doing the ants in my pants dance. But they all turned around and ran back to their huts. And he didn't understand what was going on. And then they all came running back. And they had with them anything that would hold something. Cups and buckets and bowls. And they all went running into his hut. And they started scooping up these ants. And eating them like that was the most delicious thing ever. So, sorry to those of you, I'm bonking my microphone. Off the set, yeah, but like one at a time, not like big handfuls of ants. Right, right. So this is how my friend learned that ants can be people food. This was, you know, this was probably the most important learning experience he had in this year away. So my question is for you is, how do we learn what's really people food? How do we learn what it's okay to eat? We just try it, see if it makes us sick. That's one way. You just try it to see if you like it. Yeah. Well, that's an interesting philosophical question. But what if it's not a question of liking or not liking? What if it's like, you know, you don't know if this is food or not. Right. Right.
But maybe pizza could cover in urine and
right. Right. Oh, that could be a trap. Right. So back in the Garden of Eden, it was simple because the rules were let's put those lids down and leave them down, okay? Thanks. Right, it was really simple. You can eat everything except for that one, the fruit from that one tree. Well, so when we're living at home, it's pretty simple too. Food that our parents put on our plates, that's food. We might not like it. Might be pickled eggplant. But we know it's food. It's probably not going to poison us. Right? So, when the Jews went to live in a new place, they didn't know, I mean, when, you know, you go to a strange place, you don't know what's food. So God gave them rules about what's food and what's not food. And the rules were more complicated than you can eat everything except what's in that one tree. So does anybody know what some of those rules were about what the Jews were allowed to eat and what they were not supposed to eat ever? Uh-huh. Like, what's an example? Right. There are some animals that were not clean, like pork, which means bacon, and ants. Ants, for instance, could not eat bacon. And ants were not acceptable. So, let's talk about Peter, Jesus' friend. He was praying, and he was hungry. And his friends were downstairs making dinner. And he was so hungry that he was having trouble concentrating on his prayers. It was sort of like my friend who was having trouble writing his letter because he was so hungry. And while he prayed, he closed his eyes and he, you know, saw became aware.
Hey, Jason, I feel like I'm about to. Okay. All right. I'll just go ahead.
So while he was dreaming, or while he was praying, he dreamed that a cloth came down from heaven. It was sort of like a picnic blanket. And the picnic blanket was full of all kinds of not food. All kinds of things that maybe smelled good, maybe smelled like delicious bacon, but he knew they were not food things. And he knew he was hungry, and he thought, I'm going to pray, and this idea is going to go away. Because those things are not food. And he heard a voice that said, Peter, take and eat. He said, uh-uh. This is not food. God told us, do not eat pork. That bacon might smell delicious, but I am not going to eat it. He went on praying. And that picnic blanket kept coming down from heaven. And the foods kept smelling good. And he kept saying, no. God told us not to eat pork. I am not going to eat that food. That not food. It is not food. So, then, there was a pounding on the door. And people shouted, Peter! Peter, we need to talk to you. Come down, Peter! So, it occurred to Peter to be worried. Who are these people? Was he in trouble? What do they want? And the same voice that had said to him, Peter, take and eat, said to him, go on. Go on with them. These are friends. I sent them to you. I, God, sent them to you. And Peter said, God, that's been your voice? I'm confused. I thought you didn't want us to eat that food. And God said, Peter, go on with these people. They're friends. And what they said and what they did together is what you'll find out when you go off with Miss Grace and Mr. Walt.